The Moody's report lays it out starkly. Illinois' pension burden is significantly higher than other states, and yet Illinois' legal framework gives it very limited flexibility for dealing with that. Still, there's no way for credit analysts or anyone else to know what the results of a court battle over the 2013 law will be. Unions and other retired public employees say reductions to their benefits are unconstitutional. Senator Daniel Biss, an Evanston Democrat who supports the law, admits it may be overturned.
That doesn't mean the problem goes away. That means we'll have to try to find different approaches to tackling it.
While that's clearly an issue for the state because of how Illinois law deals with and funds local government pensions, it could also put a strain on municipalities at a time that many, especially Chicago, already have their own serious pension debts. I'm Amanda Vinicky.